Fringe.
Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. This is Dave. And on this segment, I'm going to do a short non-spoiler review on Cargo. Cargo is a post-apocalyptic Australian zombie movie. It's released by Netflix and it's on there right now if you guys want to check it out. The film stars Martin Freeman, which I've seen in plenty of films as like a supporting actor, Carol Pistorius, David Gulpilil, Susie Porter, and Natasha Wanganeen. The film is directed by Yolanda Ramke and Ben Howling. So I'm going to get into the likes of the film. Once again, it's a non-spoiler review, short review, so don't worry, guys. So the first like of the film, I got to say the visuals. The visuals and the cinematography were great. The Australian landscape looked beautiful and it's like absolutely perfect for a zombie apocalypse film. That's why a lot of apocalypse films are filmed in Australia. It was just well shot in general. It didn't look cheap or feel cheap. It had some nice aerial shots, aerial drone shots, I would imagine, and just really playful shots in general. So kudos to the cinematographer. The film looked really good. Another huge like, probably my number one like of the film, that it leaves a lot to the imagination, but it does flat out show you zombies and things. For example, it'll be a scene where you see somebody walking awkwardly in the background, a zombie, but it's a little bit blurry and they're just like creeping up. And shots like that kind of just add like a creepy element and feel to a film when it's done that way. Like, you don't flat out see what's coming. You see like little things in the background and clues, and it just leaves a lot to your imagination, and your mind can conjure up far scarier things, your imagination, than any director can force feed you with visuals. But like I said, it does flat out show you things, and they're well done. The zombies look good. But I love when a film does that, when it leaves a lot to the viewer's imagination. An example of that from an old school flick is Predator. The first Predator that came out in 87. You really didn't see the alien for a huge portion of the movie. I mean, you saw glimpses of it, but they didn't outright show you the Predator. And it just let your imagination create this like monster or alien. And it just adds like a creepier feel. And it's a really good tactic that directors use. It's really effective to add like a creepy vibe and play on the imagination of the viewer. Love that, love that. Another huge like, great acting by the cast. Everybody, truthfully, everybody did a good job, from main actors to supporting. Very realistic acting given the situation that they're in. Something else, it felt like a new twist on a zombie genre, not like some regurgitated rehash of a zombie film. It had an original feel to it. Some elements of the movie were original, like the zombie design. It was just well done, and it kind of was like a fresh take again. But of course, like, it's a zombie film, so it's gonna have like similar elements on some level, but they did a really good job of putting their own stamp on it. Now on to the dislikes. I really don't have many, to be honest. The only dislike I have is that it felt a little bit long to me. Like, it could have wrapped up a little bit sooner, and it felt a tad repetitive, just a tad. But that's like a minor gripe. Besides, I wish maybe there was a little bit more gore in the film. But overall, again, liked so much about the film, and I hardly have any dislikes. So if I could grade Cargo for what it is, a zombie film, Netflix push zombie film, lower budget, I'm gonna give Cargo a B+ for what it is. Again, this is not an Oscar movie. This is a thriller, horror, low budget zombie flick. And within that realm, I think it deserves a B+. Would I recommend Cargo to watch? Absolutely. It's on Netflix right now. If you guys are bored, if you like horror flicks, if you like zombie movies, it is for you. Check it out. It's very well done for the budget. So that's going to wrap up my short review on Cargo. If you guys enjoy the episode or the content, please click like, subscribe, will be greatly appreciated, and we'll catch you guys back with the next episode. Until then, take care.